Hi, I'm Paul Laverton. I'm the founder of AIforEducation.org. And in this video, we're going to talk about evidence and what evidence means for AI for education. So let's get started. Traditionally, education programs and edtech programs are considered successful if there's evidence that they improve teaching and learning outcomes. But from AI tools, often we need to think about the steps before this and how good the technology actually is. So here we need to be thinking about three things. Is this a good thing educationally? Does the technology, the app itself, work? Is it suitable for children? And then also, does the AI work? So it's this extra component we need to think about. The other factor we need to consider is that AI tools not only help improve learning outcomes, but also save time. So they're not only more effective, but they can also make things more efficient. So we need to think about how do we take all these factors and think cleverly about evidence. Because a simple solution that just looks at learning outcomes might miss a lot of the potential benefits. So we need to update how we think about evidence. The good news is, as we're updating, we don't need to start from scratch. There's a well-established framework and well-established understanding of how to measure the effects of education programs, from simple theories of change to more robust evidence, such as randomized control trials. These look at the effectiveness and the efficiency of interventions. And equally for edtech tools, there's many frameworks that already exist, such as the EdTech Turner standards. So here, it's about thinking through how we need to update these AI tools, or even use AI to help scale their application. These look at the quality of the content within the tools, their pedagogical alignment, and finally, just how good these tools are to use. What's new here is we also then need to look at the evidence of the AI parts of these tools and evidence on the AI-driven processes. And this means breaking down the processes and thinking about what evidence we need at each stage. For example, if we look at a tool that listens to children reading and then uses AI to adapt, then we need to be thinking about getting evidence on the accuracy of the voice technology, the relevance of the new content, and then finally, does it improve learning? And it can fail at any of these steps. So here we need to stop and think how each stage works and what we're trying to achieve. Sometimes it's just saving time, which is a great thing, or it could just be saving money. So when we're evaluating the effects of AI for education, we need to be honest about what we're trying to measure. If we're talking about time saving, we have to assess this technology based on how much time it saves. So even though we can argue that saving time will lead to more productive teachers that will improve teacher practices and move learning outcomes, this might not be the case. So we need to be clear about what we expect, and then we can make informed judgments on where to invest our time. So evidence for AI in education means thinking about, is the education intervention any good? Is the app well designed? And then it means taking the AI components, breaking them down into what they're trying to do and what they're trying to achieve. Building the evidence base is key to help us move forward. If you're interested, learn more about this on our website.